A moment of celebration for a group of coca farmers from Bolivia's ethnic Yunga community. They'd spent 10 days trying to take control of this marketplace in the capital La Paz from a rival group of farmers. The scene is in contrast to the violent confrontation earlier with security forces outside. There, protesters blocked a nearby road and its surrounding area, and cascades of tear gas dispersed the crowds. But they soon reformed, breaking through police lines to enter the marketplace.
Thank God. God did justice for us so we could regain our coca market.
We're only the producers. The police who support another group of coca growers wants to silence us with gas and bullets.
La Paz has been a battleground between two rival groups of coca farmers, one loyal to the government, the other to the opposition, which had taken the market from its younger rivals last month. The marketplace is important because more than 90% of Bolivia's coca leaf business is done here, and it generates $173 million a year. The coca leaf is often chewed and brewed by people in the Andes to cope with altitude sickness, and it's also a raw ingredient in cocaine. Members of the Yunga community say they are the rightful and historic owners of the coca industry. They've called on the government to allow them to continue this tradition, and they accuse their leaders of trying to profit from their trade. They say tough working conditions have forced them to protest.
We demand that the government, under the General Coca Law, that a resolution has to be passed to enable the transfer of a commercialization market to a new site for coca growers, in order to guarantee the peace and unity of the Yungas.
President Evo Morales has accused the Yungas of being paid off to act against his government. He says he's organizing a countermarch next week. And the battle for control of Bolivia's lucrative coca trade hangs in the balance. Laura Bowden-Manley, Al Jazeera.